yesterday was a rocky day, to say the least. The Dow was down at one point about 250 points, but then it ended up rebounding in a positive territory, but then it still ended up closing negative about 139 points, and that was a nine-week low for the Dow, so we have gone nowhere but down in the past 9 weeks, really. And that 1.2% drop yesterday was mainly because of Chinese equities. Chinese stock market entered a bear market amid a concern of a cash credit crunch over there will hurt growth. We saw short-term interest rates in China hit a high of about 13% on June 20th, and they have pulled back quite a bit recently to about 6%. Basically, China has been raising short-term interest rates, trying to get over, they say, speculative lending out of the marketplace. So they are really trying to control their economy over there quite a bit. Now, this morning here in the United States, we are looking at a market rebound, and that is partially due to durable good orders. These are durable goods are basically things like refrigerators or appliances, things that last have a life of 3 years or longer. We saw durable good orders rise this morning by 3.6% in May, and that was quite a bit better than what we're looking for. We're only looking for about 3%. Now, as far as individual companies out there, we are getting some interesting news this morning on HMA. That's Health Management Associates. That's the company that owns Sparks Hospital here in Fort Smith. Now, as we previously reported, a hedge fund called Glenville Capital owns about 14% of HMA stock, and that makes them the largest single shareholder of HMA. And they've owned these shares since around 2011. And this hedge fund, Glenville Capital, just recently sent a letter to HMA shareholders telling them there is significant room for improvement and that there is a deficiency at the board and management level HMA. They're basically trying to remove the board of directors of HMA. They said that HMA has completed a lost decade through 2012 and has underperformed its peers over both the near and medium term. So it's a very interesting subject. We'll see what happens there and see if he's successful in trying to oust the board members of HMA and putting in new people. Now, as far as other companies, we heard on earnings this morning from Lanier Corporation, which is the third largest U.S. home builder by revenue. They reported fiscal second quarter earnings that beat analyst expectations as sales and prices jumped this past quarter. They reported earnings of 43 cents a share. Wall Street was looking for only 33 cents a share. And the CEO said they see a solid housing recovery here in the United States. The only problem they are having is finding enough available land to build homes on. They said orders climbed 27% this past quarter. And now we also heard from Sonic Corporation, the drive-in fast food company. They reported net income for the third quarter rose 3%, even though their sales dropped. And they said that's mainly because of the cold, wet weather in March and April put a damper on sales. They reported a profit of $14.8 million, and that translates into 26 cents a share. And that didn't match Wall Street expectations, but revenues fell 2% for the quarter, which Wall Street did not like, and that stock is down just a little bit this morning. Now, another stock that is down quite a bit this morning is Walgreens. They reported fiscal third quarter earnings jumped 16% compared to last year, and revenue rose 3% to about $18 billion. Earnings were 85 cents a share, but Wall Street was looking for 91 cents a share, so it's quite a big miss there. Now, as far as good news goes out there, we have two of them. One, Twinkies are about to hit the shelves again starting July 15th after their bankruptcy filing back in January of 2012, so that's good news for Twinkie lovers. And as far as the markets go, it looks like the markets are going to open up about 80 points on the positive side, so hopefully we'll hold that throughout the day.